Do you guys remember magazines? You guys remember those? For you young kids, magazines are the things we read in the 10 minutes during takeoff and landing while we can't use our electronic devices. Yeah, and so I was recently at the airport and I bought a magazine about men's health because I wanted to get in shape by reading about exercise. And I'm about 30% gay, which is, you know, not in the way that I have like washboard abs, but in the way that I like looking at pictures of guys with washboard abs, you know? I'm totally comfortable with it. So I'm reading Men's Health on the airplane and I get to the advice column and I don't really understand why people write magazine advice columns. I don't really understand how they get to this decision in their lives. This is the, like approximately what the letter said. It was like, "Dear Jimmy," by the way, Men's Health, it's Jimmy the bartender is the advice guy. Just for color, so you guys know that. "Dear Jimmy, I do not play golf, but my wife does. And recently, her and my best friend have begun going on golf outings. I have recently found some emails that may suggest that this relationship has moved beyond a friendship. What should I do?" So this guy finds out this information about his wife, right? And he thinks, you know, I'm not gonna ask a friend about this. I'm not gonna talk to my priest or like a trained psychologist. I'm gonna write a magazine on, what would you say the odds are of a magazine publishing your letter? 5%? Let's just say 10% to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, right? 10% chance. And now Men's Health, so you guys know, is not even monthly. It's published 10 times a year. So this guy is thinking to himself, I'm gonna write Men's Health a letter for the 10% chance that sometime in the next couple of months, I'm gonna need an answer to my urgent marital problem.